One artist's two impressive projects on view now in Honolulu are worth thinking about together. The skeins of fishnet and the artists of Hawaii show at the Honolulu Museum say so much about contemporary life. While just Makai at Alawai Marina, hundreds of copper fish are a link to the bounteous shore life of the past. Content and means come together in the network installation at the Honolulu Museum of Art. Part of the Artists of Hawaii show, Network, was created by Hong Tao Zhou, currently out of the country, and Kaili Chun.
For me, this smartphone was a catalyst for understanding how dependent we are on different systems and networks.
That's the core. And Arts of Hawaii curator Haleha Johnston conceived of the collaboration, sensing an affinity between these two architects and their attachment to materials.
They wanted to arrive at a language that made sense for both of them, but that also made sense for Hawaii, which is how they arrived at the nets. And all the different implications associated with fishnets, including the economic systems that are tied to them, and the way that they could physically stretch across the gallery and sort of reproduce the invisible systems in a really interesting, visible way.
The large gallery is webbed from corner to ceiling to floor to walls with translucent veils of aqua and salmon pink fishnets.
We projected different maps of different systems and networks onto the walls.
Chun and Zhou were actually drawing with nets, tracing connections between shipping routes, airline routes, contagion routes, agricultural areas, rail, roads, electricity, natural gas lines, oil pipelines, internet server cities. They're all parts of systems.
We can crawl through, we can dance through it or run through it, but we are in it.
Nets, now fish, schooling through the lobby of the Prince Waikiki. Chun was commissioned to animate the ceiling space and link to the area's sense of place. One day on the property, Chun ran into famed quilter Mrs. Gussie Bento.
She had a grand aunt that used to live there before all of this was built. She speaks of the Muliwai, where the fresh water meets the ocean. She recalls that her grand aunt used to bend down and grab these little fish out of the water and pop them into her mouth. Wow, that was affirmation. And that's what Hulali Kala is. The copper forms are based on the Hinana.
Over 600 hotel employees and others hammered 825 copper fish. Each fish is numbered and signed by its maker.
They now know the history of the place. It's their responsibility, it's their kuleana to tell that story. That, to me, is extremely important. I am just so grateful to every single person that made this opportunity happen, because it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing, for sure.
Maybe not. Chun has just begun working with Group 70 toward closer integration of art, architecture, and place. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.